how bad things were in Downing's this weekend can't be overstated. And I think the number one priority here are the residents that have to carry the burden of this over the course of the weekend, but also for the cleanup operation afterwards. We know the GAA Club and Tidy Towns are organising a cleanup this evening. But, the state of the place is just disgraceful. I was contacted a lot over the course of Saturday and in the aftermath of Friday night by people, business people and residents in Downing's, and again on Sunday. And I had made several representations to the Gardaí. I was speaking to the sergeant in Milford. I was speaking to Milford Garda Station a number of times, and I was also speaking to the chief superintendent about it. I was also in contact with the council in relation to the barrier being closed onto the beach, and there was an agreement to do that on Saturday at 6:30 and again on Sunday. But I think the horse had bolted at that stage, and it wasn't safe to do so or advisable for them to actually go ahead with that. Greg, I think realistically, the issue here is the Gardaí didn't have sufficient resources in place to conduct a proper policing operation. And that is very evident from what happened over the course of the weekend, not just in Downing's, but particularly in Downing's. We have seen very, very successful policing operations in this county, most notably over the course of the Donegal Rally, where the council and the Gardaí work hand in hand to very successfully police a major event. Now, my understanding from speaking to the guards is that the weekend of the 12th of July is not recognised as a major event in County Donegal, and so additional resources are not as readily available. And that is the first thing that needs to change here. We have a huge increase in the population of this county over that holiday weekend in the north, resulting in lots and lots and lots of people coming into the county, and absolutely hugely expanding the population of many towns. And the best example or worst example, whatever way you want to look at it, of that is Downing's, unfortunately. There were countless calls, I'm sure, put into Milford Garda Station, and I know because people have contacted me to say that they were putting those calls in relation to public order offences of every single sort. I mean, they range from public urination to potential drink driving to physical assaults that were taking place over the course of the weekend. And the Gardaí simply did not have the resources in place to respond
Should
to
it
that.
not have been the case, though? And I ask this question understanding, actually, the challenges facing an Garda Síochána, but I still have to ask the questions. I'm not their spokesperson either. But it just feels to me like if this was anywhere else, you'd get a paddy wagon or whatever they're called. I'm not sure if that's appropriate or not. 12 guards onto the beach all night policing it,
or
getting the cars off the beach, saying you have to clear this area and closing the gate then. Instead, we had the situation, and if it would almost be funny if it wasn't so serious, where ambulances are getting bogged on the beach because the people on the beach haven't been cleared from it, and they're whatever's happening to them, be it drink or drugs or whatever it might be, I don't know. We have ambulances stuck on the beach when they should be out helping people. You know, we can't just say, oh, the cars are on the beach, you can't close the barrier. Get the cars off the beach. And if they won't pull the cars off the beach, start pulling the cars off the beach and say, this is a space that you cannot park here, especially with the illegal activity that's going and the state that the beach has been left in. And it feels again like we're closing the gate after the horse has bolted, yet actually we never got to close the gate at all.
Yeah, absolutely, Greg. And look, on Saturday morning and into afternoon, that was, I suppose, what I was liaising with the Gardaí and the council over was exactly that sort of operation to clear the beach, get people off the beach on Saturday and then close the gate. That didn't go ahead. I haven't received clarity directly from either of them why that didn't happen.
But there was two guards. There was two guards.
But ultimately, it seems to have come down to a resource issue. What I would say as well, Greg, is exactly what you're saying there. But, Rally Weekend was very successfully policed in Downing's, and the message was put out that Downing's Beach would not be open for people to gather, young people to gather, to have their parties, to spend the night, to rally, to do everything that they did this weekend. And that message went out that the beach would be closed and that there would be Garda presence in the town. And as a result, there was a very successful rally weekend in Downings compared to previous years. But there was no foresight at all put into this particular weekend. And that's what we need to change going forward. There needs to be open lines of communication now in the direct aftermath of this weekend between the council, guards and representatives of the town, including the town team, which is recently set up, and the businesses, to ensure that this doesn't happen again over the August bank holidays.
Yep.
Because that is the fear now in Downings, that this will happen in the first or last weekend of August again, as it had happened on a smaller scale previously.